This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York, Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking calls, talking sports. Quick show tonight. And I'm glad it is, because the Yankees grind my gears, piss me off. And I don't want to spend too much time talking about that. Let's talk about the Make It Happen Mets. They do make it happen when they need it to happen. Going out to the desert to face the snakes. Did you see the Diamondbacks' new City Connect jerseys? Their new City Edition jerseys? City Connect in baseball. I think it's City Edition in NBA. But either way, they're pretty sweet. I think they're probably their best ones. It goes back to like their 90s look with the teal and purple. But anyway, it did get a little crazy. Deadnail Nunez is back. And it did get a little crazy with him getting into the game. And then even with Edwin Diaz late. But all in all, Griffin Canning is 5-1. Griffin Canning gave up 6 hits, but only 1 earned run, strikes out 6, and that 1 earned run was on a homer. Corbin Carroll is like that. I excuse that. That was in the first inning. I'm amazed with like what they've turned. Griffin Canning is a poster child right now for what Hefner's laboratory could do for you. Like, I remember being on The Fan when that signing happened. I forget what other pitchers were available, but we laughed at that signing. I'm sure if you go to like SNY Mets on Twitter, or maybe even the Mets account, and you search like, you know, the signing site, search Griffin Canning, maybe add sign, Mets sign, Griffin Canning. You can probably pull up that tweet when they announced that they signed him and read how many people were like, this is a joke. This guy sucks. Are we serious? They're dead-ass serious. 888-808-1019. He's been good. He's been good. And the little bit that I saw of him with the Anaheim Angels when the Yankees faced him, I think the Yankees made him look like Cy Young, but they tend to do that. But I think another time they got to him either way, I don't really remember. I just know he wasn't really sought after. He wasn't a guy that we thought was going to come out and look like this with a 2.5 ERA, 5-1 to start the season. So if there's one thing that David Stearns can identify, we know. If there's one thing that this pitching lab can do, they can take somebody and turn them in to the best version of themselves. 888-808-1019. Tyrone Taylor had a day. Lindor saves the day. Obviously, this guy, big homer late. Pete Alonso homered. Pete Alonso he's almost batting 350, 349. 1143 OPS. He's just getting closer and closer to the Mets all-time record. He's going to chase that down before. He might chase that down before the All-Star break. He is everything you could want out of Pete Alonso after paying him. P- paid Pete. He's been money. And Juan Soto, he had a knock today. Two walks today. Not, you know, tearing the cover off the ball, but so what? So what? It does not matter. Vientos had a knock. Francisco Alvarez, late in that game, I think they reviewed it, and I might have started the show, so I'm not sure if it held or not. But he had a great throw to second. But all in all, the Mets hold on to win 5-4, take the first game from the Diamondbacks. The Mets are 23-13, still in first place. And, you know, any given night, they show you why they are one of the best teams in baseball. And they have guys that are pitching consistently, and they have guys that are coming up big, like Tyrone Taylor, Mark Vientos, and obviously Lindor and Alonso are like the two best hitters and players on the team, like faces of the franchise. Both of those guys go deep, but they're playing defense, and they're getting performances out of their rotation and bullpen from guys that, you know, are just regular players. They're not all-stars, but they get it done. 888-808-1019. Like I said, Dednil Nunez comes back. I think that was his first outing. And today we learn Jesse Winker is going to miss some time. And A.J. Minter is done for the season. So we're hitting the part of the baseball season where injuries are happening. IL stints are happening. Guys are getting called up, sent back down. Brett Beatty is back. It is what it is. You got to overcome these things, and you got to figure it out. The Yankees have the same type of thing going on. Injuries. I had a thought today. I'm like, where the hell has Jake Cousins been? I meant to look that up. Like, Jake Cousins was a weapon for the Yankees. You know, Kirk Cousins' cousin. And then he got hurt in spring training. He, like, disappeared. I don't know. But 888-808-1019. Now, you look at this, you know, going back to the Knicks. And we could talk Knicks. We could talk Yankees. We could talk Mets as well. Oh, and look, they have this Francisco Alvarez pop time. 1.82 seconds on the caught stealing in the ninth inning. It was just a huge play and a great throw. And Lindor with the catch and tag. But I want to know what you guys feel like now. Going back to the Knicks game, and enjoy it. And let people enjoy things. Like, don't call up. And I know we had someone call and say, well, Kristaps Porzingis was out. Basically, you know, leaning on, oh, this game would have been lost if Porzingis was in and healthy. He changes the game. Do you feel like you're in a series, like the Knicks took this game and now it's a series? Or do you feel like this Celtics team, with or without KP, they're talented enough to rip off the next four games or four out of the next five games? Either way, I think this is a series. It's hard to win four in a row. It's hard to win. Now that the Celtics will have to win the next one in their building, and then they'll have to come to Madison Square Garden on Saturday, stay the weekend, play on Monday, and then next Wednesday go back to TD Garden for game five. But, like, are they going to be able to take, like, they got to take two and two. They got to take two in their building, two in Madison Square Garden to win in five. And I think that's going to be tough. You know, what I also was talking about, the only pathway I saw for the Knicks to beat the Celtics was through injury. Whether that's an illness that knocks somebody out or, like, what I basically said was, like, all of their guys, and I went back to my notes, like, Tatum had the wrist and he had an ankle. Holiday had a injury too. I think he might have had a knee. He missed the, he had a hamstring. It was Jaylen Brown who had a knee issue. And they're all healthy. They're all off the injury report. But, like, they just played a game to overtime. There's going to be some bumps and bruises. They're going to be a little banged up. And, you know, now it is Tuesday. But the next game, game two, is Wednesday at 7. And the Knicks have belief. Belief is needed. The fans believe. The Knicks believe. Do the Celtics believe that they're still the, you know, defending champs and that they're better than the Knicks, and that was just one game. You know, I saw, I remember a few years back, and it was a first round. You know, the Knicks, not Knicks, it was the Nets. The Nets-Celtics series, no, Nets-Sixers series. The Nets go down to Philly, and they win the first game, and we get all souped. I think this was 2018 into 2019. We get all souped with that team. Like, yo, they just beat them in the first game down in Philly. It's on. And then the Sixers go on and win the next four in a row. And it's like, wasn't really a game. But if you look in the NBA, right, last night, without Darius Garland on the floor, I believe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And that changes. Like, if you're used to playing with one guy, it changes the dynamic, especially when it's heightened, when it's the playoffs and it's a higher level of intensity and the whistle is different. The Cavaliers at home, the one seed, they lose 121-112 to Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers. And the Pacers had a few guys in double digits. They looked like they were ready. They looked apart. That's what I was saying when I was on last night, too. Or when was I? I was on Sunday. I was saying, like, the Pacers, they have playoff experience. They've been here. Kenny Atkinson, coach of the year, his group, they got to regroup, but they lost that first game at home. We got a series now. The Celtics lost the first game at home in overtime to the Knicks. And then, I know I said earlier in the show, somebody in my chat told me Aaron Gordon, he did hit that three at the buzzer, or right before the buzzer sounded, for the Nuggets to take the lead. It was 118, bang, 121-119. The number one seed Thunder lose in their building to the Nuggets, another battle-tested team. Guys that have rings, they've done it before. This is the playoffs. The playoffs now are starting to absolutely cook. You got to love it. And that's something I was saying about, like, you know, I love sports. I love basketball, the NBA. Especially playoff time. There's some regular season games that you can miss me with because I know they're not really out there. They're not really out there hooping like that. They're not really out there playing. Like, no, these guys are playing their ass off. They're going after loose balls. They're really out there working and competing, and there's a lot riding on it. And if you can't just appreciate the storyline, like, if you can't appreciate the fact that the Knicks were world underdogs, the world expected them to lose tonight. They were down 20 in this game against the defending world champs. They play them four quarters, could have beat them in four quarters, just barely missed, and that didn't stop them in overtime from taking the game in Boston, quieting those fans. It's entertainment. You know, it's cinema. It's like, I don't watch movies. I don't watch streaming shows. I watch sports because it's in real time. These aren't actors. The storylines are playing out, and I don't think there's anything better than live sports. That's why it dominates the television. That's why there's all these battles with, you know, these TV networks and the rights. You know, to have these games, Brunson, clutch, absolute demon. We've seen it so much. It's kind of crazy. It still surprises you, though. Like, what he turns into in the fourth quarter when the game is on the line, when so many guys fail, when so many guys miss shots, turn the ball over. Some of the best players in the world, they don't have the mental toughness. They don't lock in. They don't have the focus. And then, you know, I saw a quote from him on Twitter today, you know, because he did smoke that layup to win it. And good pass from Cat. He was right there with Horford in his face. And Brunson said, you know, not clutch enough. Clutch player of the year, but he himself admitted, not clutch enough. What does that do to him? What does that do for him the rest of the series? Does he bring it? Is there another level he can bring it to? I don't know. But either way, enjoy tonight and tomorrow. I'm sure the fan will be lit all day, whether our hosts that believed or didn't believe or whatever. It doesn't matter who believes or who doesn't. Belief is needed from the fans. You're in the playoffs. Nobody knows what's going to happen, and that's why I always lean on. That's why we bet on this stuff. That's why we talk about this stuff all day. That's why we all watch and care because, man, I wish I had the balls to bet the Knicks tonight. I wish I even had the thought to be like, yo, bet the Knicks. Like, they were 8.5, 9-point dogs. And the underdogs came out on top. Mike is in Flatbush on the fan. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Keith? Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
And he said that, and he also thanked his teammates in the post game. He's kind of won me over. I'm not a Knicks fan. I kind of follow casually. But man, and the dagger in the Pistons series, I saw on social media. I don't know what account, but like it was like a floor, sort of from the floor angle, him taking that shot.
Yeah.
And Kanye song comes in right.
Father stretched my hands. It was perfect. I saw it too.
Wow. He's making a lot of fans, and I also want to say and. Credit to you for doing. You're doing like scouting report on the media environment of the radio. You know what they're saying and stuff. So credit to you doing that work off schedule. I know you say sports is your life, and it's true. But Mazzulla talking about process. He's chill as a cucumber, and I'm curious. He said that there's 5 to 8 to 10 shots that if he looks back, he would have a problem with. But, man, if you miss 45 threes, he's not going to kill his players, but they cannot be missing that much next time. But he kept saying process, and that he liked the looks that they were taking. He's fun to watch, too. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, Jalen Brunson is just great. And Bridges is a monster. That steal is just – they wanted it. They played like a team, and they just wanted it more. That's not going to happen game two. This is going to be a great series. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, you know what I just thought about too? Bridges strapping up, putting the clamps, putting Jaylen Brown in jail at the end of the game, and then taking the ball and chucking it. I'm like, that's cold as hell. Like you know how boss that is to just like put the clamps on somebody in their building, call game, and take the ball and chuck it. It's it's just the highest level of competition. I can appreciate that. And, like, this guy's out there fighting for his respect. And he's got Knicks fans' respect tonight. 888-808-1019. And, I mean, Brunson, yeah, of course he's going to thank his teammates. They all helped in some kind of way. He gets all of the attention, of course. He gets all of the, you know, accolades and whatever. But, like, he's the point guard. He's the difference. And, like, when you say, like Mike just said, like, you know, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm not a Knicks fan, too. But I am definitely a Jalen Brunson fan. And I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all, he is the king of New York. I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all, like I saw it with my own eyes at Fanatics Fest. Okay, Judge wasn't there, but I've been at some places where Judge was. the reception that this guy got walking around, the line of people lined up to get an autograph picture with Jalen Brunson. I'm like, this dude is the most popular athlete in this city right now. He's the captain. He took less to be here. He grew up coming to games here. He spent time living in Jersey. His dad is a coach. It's just like, it's a movie in real time. And he's so, like, even when you see him do his roommate's podcast, and, you know, he was talking about the last series and how they were chanting Flopper, and, he singled out a fan, and, like, he's very, like, modest and, like, his tone, like, it almost doesn't match the player that you see out there. Like, he's not Anthony Edwards, like, the way Anthony Edwards talks, but, I mean, he's just as much of a killer. Now, Joe Mazzulla is young. He's 36. Joe Mazzulla and I are same age. But Joe Mazzulla, I vividly remember him when the Celtics had that 20-point lead. They let up. They relaxed. And he got pissed off. But now I wonder, I'm like, if you remember, right, Ime Udoka was the coach of the Celtics. And he screwed all that up. And even going back, they had Brad Stevens. Joe Mazzulla kind of fell into this role. Is he a champion? Yes. And he's a little quirky as well, from his religious takes to his takes on life and stuff. But I'm like, let's see how his voice translates. Let's see how his voice is received or picked up here by guys like, you know, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Al Horford. I think they're going to hear him, but you can't hear anything when Brunson has the cape on and you're starting to sink, and you know there's a killer over there that's not going to miss, and you're chucking up threes to try to match, and they're not going down, and you have an all-time bad performance. 888-808-1019. Live in it. Live in it. Don't get too far ahead. You have all day today to bask in it, and then when you wake up the next day, you're going to be worried like you were today about, like, I know I'm not even a fan, but I was like, I can't wait for this game to start. Like, 7 o'clock in my house is bedtime for my son, and I'm just like, let's get him in the bath. Like, at 6:55, let's get him out. Like, because I'm like, I got to lock in and watch this game. This is going to be an all-timer. I didn't expect the Knicks to get blown out. There were some points early in the game where I'm like, oh, they're overmatched. And then there were so many strategic things that the Celtics were doing. Like, they were trying to get Cat in foul trouble. They were going to the Hakamich right away. I'm like, oh, they have a game plan. They have a good coach. Let's see the change in the next series. I'm sure, you know, nobody is giving Tom Thibodeau his credit or his just due, but I'm sure he's going to have a plan. You know, him being a former Boston Celtic coach and spending time up there, I'm sure he's going to be ready too. It's going to be interesting, man. It's entertainment. It is, like I said, the Knicks are playing the best basketball, or at least the most entertaining games. And, like, you know, I watched Game 7 the other night with the Rockets and the Warriors, but ultimately I knew the Rockets weren't going to beat them. It was a good game, but I knew the Warriors were going to win, and, like, Jimmy Butler turned it on at the end. And, you know, even with the Lakers series, I knew the Lakers. Like, I blame Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp was doing all that. Lakers in 5, and now Shannon Sharp had to disappear. What other series? I don't know. I think this Nuggets Thunder series is going to be good. I still expect the Cavaliers to beat the Pacers. They need Darius Garland. He is the difference. Just his pace, how he can take you off the dribble, how he can also shoot. He's fast. But, yeah, I still do think that the Celtics win the series against the Knicks, but the series has completely changed. 888-808-1019. Coming up in a little bit, we'll do the big shot of the night. Big Mac is in here. He'll have a full 3 hours. I ended up having a two-hour show trying to talk a little bit about the Yankees, a little bit about the Mets, and obviously keeping it on, you know, the clutch performance by the Knicks. I haven't spoken enough about OG Anunoby, his defense, his defensive presence, but also him, you know, shooting the basketball and his offensive game. I think this is his highest scoring game of the playoffs. But what I was reminded is, like, yo, when Brunson was out, we've seen OG do this before. He hit 6 threes, and he just was there when you needed him. If it wasn't Karl Anthony Towns, okay, OG is turning up. If it's not Brunson, he's got OG there. So, I literally said too, and, you know, the last caller just gave me props for listening to WEEI. Like, it is just funny to listen to other cities and other fans. We all get tunnel vision on our teams. But they were so cocky and confident. Even the young lady that they interviewed at the game, you know, the way she was talking, she's like, oh, if it's Tatum on Bridges, it's barbecue chicken. And I'm like, they're completely acting like this is like, oh, yeah, you know, the Knicks, like, no one expects the Knicks to win a series. And she said something along the lines of, like, you know, we're expecting a sweep, but, like, people are being nice. And, like, well, no sweep now. Sweep is off the table now. Sweep is off the table now. The Knicks went in there and punched them in the mouth. And I hate the Boston Celtics, and I'll never root for Boston. Don't have to be a Knicks fan to enjoy that game, that first game, Knicks going up 1-0 last night. Mario in Long Beach, before we go to break, Mario, you got the bat line, bro. I hear you on the fan all day, every day, whenever you want to get on.
I'm a retired banker, so I love sports, and I really get into everybody's ache and all that stuff, you know.
You can tap in and chat with all the hosts, and that's great. I'm not knocking it. I'm kind of jealous. That's why I'm like, this guy is on. I hear you talk to all of us. I heard you talk to Gordon Damer. I think I heard you talk to Evan and Tiki, or maybe you talked to BT today. I don't know, but I'm like, Mario's on it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I have some good points because I spend my time and I do my research and I really know my sports. So sometimes if I take them to task, if they say something that's wrong.
Respect.
Know?
I respect it. Yeah.
You know, and like I said, Evan was really funny because Evan was, and I got on the phone with him. He was giving Tommy a hard time about saying when Brunson first came into the Knicks, he said something like, Brunson's good, but he's not great. And now he put that on somebody's shirt. And I'm saying, well, listen, when Brunson came, everybody thought that. Nobody thought he was great. Let's be honest.
Nobody. The team that he left didn't think he was great enough to pay him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know?
He was a second-round pick, and he was undersized, underrated, and still, like, I said today, he's dirty. Just like some of the things that he—and I mean that in a good way. Like, he's filthy. Like, he's nasty. Like— some of the things I see him do, it doesn't make any sense. Nobody could have predicted this. Maybe him, maybe his pops. Like, and you got to love that about a guy who wanted the challenge of, like, I'm going to play for the Knicks. I'm going to put the Knicks on my back. I'm going to put New York on my back. Like, I can carry it. I can shoulder this. I can be the guy.
Right, and you know what's great about tonight, Keith, that I noticed? They can win the series. Because you know what really made me feel good about tonight? Even though Brunson did what he did, the last 3 minutes of the regular game and then overtime, he didn't score a point, yet they won. He went 9 minutes without scoring.
Yeah.
Now, usually in the past, if they did that, they had no shot to win. If he goes 9 minutes without scoring in the past, no shot. These other, you don't step up really big, Bridges. What defense, man?
That's what I'm saying.
And you know what I don't understand? This is what I don't understand. You tell me. Even though Detroit is nowhere as good, Boston is not nearly as tough as Detroit is. And I'll tell you, how does Jaylen Brown let Bridges rip the ball out of his hands like that? It didn't even look like he was fighting
tired.
To keep the ball in his hands, you know?
Tired. What? Because fatigue.
Well, what about Bridges? Bridges played 50 minutes.
Oh, but
why isn't he tired?
He's Gumby. Right? He's got a rubber body. He's a literal Iron Man. He played 51 minutes, and he even had the energy. That's why I said that was the coldest ending for him, like how he threw the ball and, like, screamed, like, call game. Like, I watched him as a Net. He didn't have that kind of energy as a Brooklyn Net.
Yeah, now, but that's for all the people who were saying it was a bad trade. Now they're changing their mind a little bit, right?
Yeah, because what matters the most to us here in New York, right? As much as we think Aaron Judge is the greatest player and all that, the story always comes to what he does in the playoffs. The conversation always ends with, hey, what has he done in the postseason? If you make the plays, the big-time players make big-time plays in the big-time games and moments. If you make those plays in the playoffs, we'll forget about the regular season. Thanks for the call, Mario. 888-808-1019. Last call for calls. Coming up next, big shot of the night. Keith McPherson on the fan. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city, a bunch of big shots. And tonight we do got to highlight a bunch of these guys. But first, it's a guy that probably leads the league in big shot awards. Jalen Brunson, Captain Clutch, the Clutch Player of the Year, the King of New York. When he started cooking in that fourth quarter, I could smell fear in Boston. All the way from my apartment in New Jersey, I could smell fear in Beantown. They knew what was about to happen. And if that ball bounces a little different, Brunson beats them in regulation. He ends the night with 29 points. He hit 5 out of 9 threes, and I think he had like 3 of those threes late. So, you know, the Brunson burner, he starts cooking late. And then I'm going to give this like an honorable mention, maybe a double shot to OG and Mikal Bridges. OG hitting those threes when the Knicks were down, and they cut that lead, and they're daring OG to shoot the ball, and he's knocking it down. Obviously, his defense on Tatum, his defense on whenever, whoever's got the ball, whoever they're, you know, whoever he's got to guard. And then he ends up with 29 points, 1 steal, 3 assists, 4 rebounds, and plays 46 minutes. But I'm also giving love to Mikal Bridges because 51 minutes leading everybody that played tonight with 51 minutes. It wasn't so much the 8 points. He had, you know, made shots when he needed. His threes were big when they needed them. But 2 blocks, 3 steals, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and just memorable moments. Strapping up Jaylen Brown to end the game, chucking the ball, stealing the ball, not letting it go out of bounds, and that leads to the OG 3-point play. So, yeah, all of those guys get to share the big shot of the night. And I'll even throw a bone to the Mets. The Yankees, nobody gets any type of accolades or respect over there. Disrespect completely. Stupid. Dumb. Mucho stupido in the last couple games for the Yankees. But for the Mets, you know, after getting swept in the doubleheader and going to face a good Diamondbacks team in their building that they just lost back-to-back games in Citi Field to, you know, you need to win this game. And Lindor blows the game open with a 3-run bomb in the 7th. And I got to give him credit because he's just like, we're in May now, so there is no slow April. This is a great start to the year for Lindor compared to other years. He's got 7 homers. He's got 41 hits, 22 ribbies, and he just leads on both sides of the ball. And then also, like I said, Griffin Canning. It doesn't make any sense, but Griffin Canning is looking like an ace. Griffin Canning has a 2.5 ERA. Griffin Canning is 5-1 on the season. And yeah, that all comes from the pitching lab of the Mets. Who would have thought that Griffin Canning could turn his season into what he's turned it into to start right now? So 888-808-1019. I've got about 15 minutes left in this show. Last call for calls. If you want to get anything in on the Knicks, on the Mets, on the Yankees, even the Islanders getting that number one overall pick, do so now. Let's go to Jarvis in Harlem on the Fan. What's up, Jarvis?
What's up, Keith? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just watching my Nuggets, and a huge win on the road, and with Aaron Gordon had a game-winning three-pointer. And I was just, like, screaming. I was, like, saying, Russell Wilson, do not take that shot. Just pass the ball to Aaron Gordon. He took a game-winning shot still game one on OKC on the road. That was a huge win. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a fantastic game. So want to talk about the Knicks, and they still won in Beantown and still on their home court, and the last call say that they're gonna win the series, but it's only one game. But you know what, because the Knicks haven't been to the Eastern Conference Final like since, I don't know, 24 years, and since 2000, and same thing with the 76ers, they haven't been to the Eastern Conference Final in 2000. So so they gotta, the Knicks gotta just win the series. So
Thanks for the call, Jarvis. I don't expect the Knicks to win the series, but they've already won a lot of respect, and. I don't expect them to win the series, but they won today. Again, when I was listening to WEEI, one of the hosts on the Afternoon Drive show claimed he was listening to WFAN. I guess he was listening to the morning show, but he claimed that, we were already trying to soften the blow or make excuses or, make it seem like just winning a game was good enough for the Knicks. And I'm like, well, yeah. Based off the regular season. But you know what? That's why I said belief is needed. And these guys are professional athletes, and they don't get on the floor thinking, oh, these guys, they think these guys put their shorts on and their shoes on the same way as me. I remember I had a coach. He's like, yo, these guys put their pads on the same way as you guys. They bleed just like us. But what else? I did not give any props to Deuce McBride, who many people said needed to do something, get something going. He had three threes tonight, 11 points in his time off the bench. Also, I didn't really show any love to Josh Hart, because what he does as a glue guy, what he does as just like a heartbeat of the team, as just an all-around contributor, is it almost sometimes goes, I won't say unnoticed, but unspoken of. He had 14 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and he's just hustling and playing. And if you watch the game, you could see how much he's communicating and talking to guys, and sometimes that goes, like I said, not so much unnoticed, but unspoken of. Obviously Brunson's going to get all the accolades and all the conversation, but Josh Hart, he adds a lot to this team as well. And it shows up in the box score, but you got to literally break it down to all the little different things that he does, that he adds. And, he was a +5, good win. Good win for the Knicks. Good win for the Knicks fans in the city. Good win for the NBA. I don't think they really wanted to see Cade Cunningham and the Pistons versus the Celtics. But I do feel like that series against the Celtics helped the Knicks. One, because they played more recently than the Celtics. The Celtics have been on ice for a few days. And maybe literally been on ice for a few days, because they got so many guys with bumps and bruises. And then also, just having to play in a tougher, hard-fought series, it just prepares you. It's like boxing. It's like sparring, right? Like, you fight a guy and you survive that round against a guy that's a little, more of a bruiser. Like, you get into a series or a match against more of a finesse team or finesse boxer, to make the analogy, and you're able to rough them up a little bit. You're able to, you're able to punch a little differently. You're able to battle a little differently, so... the thing about the Knicks, too, is, it wasn't that they were playing with house money. I think they were very motivated. It motivates anybody when people tell you you can't do something. It's got to motivate you when someone's saying you don't stand a chance. Like I said, these are NBA players, too. They have two all-star starters. And, the Knicks are showing you that it isn't just, they're going to live and die by Karl Anthony Towns or Jalen Brunson. Like, it's Jalen Brunson almost all the time, but there are a cast of you know, starters here, whether it's Bridges or OG or whoever. Like, they step up. They figure out who's got the hot hand or who's got to be the one to raise their game, and there it goes. It's funny. Abdul Carter says, I think I'm turning into a Knicks fan. That game had me hype. Let's go, New York. Abdul Carter, he's been here for a whole week now, a whole week and a half now. Philly Bull, a young bull from Philly. He's supposed to be a whole Sixers fan, but now he's with the Giants. That's another thing I thought. I was crunching the numbers, pun intended. Abdul Carter should wear 51. He's an edge rusher, linebacker. I think when I looked at the Giants roster, 51 was available. Now, is that a sexy number? Nah. Is that a number that's going to sell too many jerseys? If you're good, yeah. It's available, though. I think you should wear 51. Five for, like, you know, the linebacker one, because his last number was 11. But, yeah, when you actually look, like, I actually went and looked at the numbers available for the Giants and their retired numbers, I'm like, there are no low numbers available. There's nothing. Like, Jameis, I thought it was a little odd, right? Jameis Winston wearing 19. I'm not sure what Jackson Dart is going to wear. I think he's going to wear 12. Oh, and for the Giants fans that want to get to know Jackson Dart, if you haven't watched the Gruden QB camp, do so. But also search Overtime. They have A Day in the Life that came out. I watched that today. Jackson Dart Overtime. I think if you just type that into YouTube, yeah, it came out 9 days ago. And the Gruden QB camp came out 12 days ago. I'm like, I want to get a feel for this guy. I want, like, pause, but, like, you know, I want to get to know. I've never really, like, watched him or you know, watched an interview or seen his personality. I think he's an athlete and he's a good little, you know, player here, a good quarterback here. I don't know what he's going to be in the NFL. I don't know if this is going to be a success or not. But, you know, honestly, it was Gio's rant that went viral, and Barstool posted Gio's rocking the Barstool Golf. But, you know, the rant that Gio had where he's like, oh, this guy's a pudgy kid from Utah. And like, I did not realize that he went to the same high school. I think he transferred to the same high school as Zach Wilson. But I don't think this kid is Zach Wilson 2.0 coming to New York. And he is kind of pudgy, but, like, when you see him throw and run the ball, maybe they get him in the weight room a little bit so he's, you know, he's a little bit more ripped. Like, but he's an athletic kid. He is kind of pudgy looking in his face and his arm and legs, but I don't know. I think Gio was just on one. Gio went in, and that take, it reached a lot of people, and we'll see what happens with Jackson Dart, but that one's going to be hard to erase. That one, I think I saw it hit 1.5 million views, and it's a good way to get the views. But if this guy ends up being the franchise quarterback for the Giants, like, that one's not going to age well. It's going to be like, well, you know, it's not aging well. I remember Gio did the Boston Celtics leprechaun costume after the Celtics beat the Nets some years ago, or when they were playing the Nets. I think it was when the Nets got swept by the Celtics. And that image has popped up back on social media now that the Knicks are playing the Celtics. So don't let the Celtics come out with the gentleman sweep. That picture's going to pop back up. The radio is amazing. Like, and I give a lot of credit to Tommy. I don't think he's going to be correct with Knicks and six, but, like, popping up on the show and having the gall to believe in your team and call your shot like that, and then when they come out and they actually win it, like, good for Tommy. Like, I was happy for Tommy because the way he came in saying Knicks and six and really going for it today, I'm like, if they lose tonight, like, you got to wear that. At least you survive for 2 days and you're king of the hill, top of the heap. You're on top of the world. He's leading the Knicks fans with the, you know, positive Tommy, the power positivity, the dudes, dogs, and the Knicks did some damage. Mike is in Thomaston, Connecticut on the Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Now, I want to ask you about the Knicks. Well, I want to talk about the Knicks. Now, don't you think, nobody thinks they're going to win. I'm a big Knicks fan, been since the late 60s. And don't you think that they're playing like free now because nobody thinks they can win?
Oh, yeah, the pressure is off. The pressure was on against
the pressure's not on them at all. I mean, the Celtics are going to look like, you know.
The Celtics are the defending champs.
Oh, my God, we lost to the Knicks.
Yep, and the Celtics have all of the hype. They already lost because they didn't sweep them, right? Some people expected you to sweep them. Well, that's not possible.
And they thought the Knicks were going to lose by, like, 20 points every game.
They were 8.5-point dogs. So Vegas had them losing by 9 today.
Yeah, think about that. And, don't you think the Knicks are like, hey, wait a minute. We're pros.
Yes, that's what I love about sports.
We got nothing to lose here. Let's just go out and play. Don't you think they can play loose now?
All of these guys, and that's why I went through, like, Mikal Bridges played in a finals with the Suns. OG Anunoby won a championship with the Raptors.
Yes.
Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, and Jalen Brunson won championships at Villanova. Like, they all have this spirit in them, this competitive spirit and this championship pedigree. Even Karl-Anthony Towns has played well in the playoffs before. Like, when you hear all that outside noise and disrespect, you can't wait to step in between the lines to say, okay, none of that matters here.
Taking game one is huge. Now, I mean, if they can just stay competitive in game two and bring it back to the Garden, you know what I mean?
I think they will. And you know what I'm also leaning on? The only way I saw them having a potential series with the Celtics was if injuries or something came into play. Like today, Porzingis got sick and played 13 minutes. That changes their dynamics.
That changes their whole team.
That changes their approach. That it changes what they can do on offense, how they can attack. Porzingis had 34 points, and I think he hit 7 threes against the Knicks the last time they played. You eliminate that player, it changes things. No, of course not. But he did nothing today.
Yeah, and that's the playoffs are different than the regular season.
Sure, it's heightened.
We all know that.
The whistle's different.
I'm not saying we're going to win. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's going to be a competitive series.
Yes, it absolutely already is because the road team won the first game.
Yes, that's right. And you're an athlete, and when everybody thinks you're going to lose, you're like, oh heck no.
There's no better motivation than us against the world. That's why I said, like, the Knicks, they won every game in Detroit. They needed to feel that. When they're in Madison Square Garden, they're kings of the town. But when they go on the road, there's people, like, they're hating on them. They're chanting against them. They're rooting for them to fail, and they responded to that. Same thing tonight.
Exactly. And that's why I'm glad I got my call in, because I like talking to you because you're a sports guy, you live it like I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm out of time, but yes, that's what I love about sports and not scripted shows and not movies. It's like, and that's why I said I wish I had the thought to bet them. I think I bet Peyton Pritchard's threes because his three pop, right? And he only had 2 threes. He was 2 for 5. His three prop to hit, I think he was like +500 to hit 4 and a +1,000 for 5. But yes, what I love about live sports and competition is nobody knows. That's why so many people are packed in that building. So many people are watching. And the spirit of competitors comes alive. When you're disrespected and you get to go out there and control what you can control, it doesn't matter what Vegas thinks. It doesn't matter what radio hosts say. It doesn't matter what people are tweeting. And that is riveting. That game was excellent. I was literally like, I didn't care about the Yankees and the rain delay. I'm watching the Knicks game because it was on. I had to watch it on HBO Max, so I had the Yankees on my like MacBook. I'm like, the Knicks have played the best games in these playoffs, and they play better on the road, and they respond to the hate and the negativity. And now the Celtics are the ones that have to respond. Now the pressure's completely on them. There's no pressure on the Knicks. They already won a game, so they're not swept. And, like, yeah, you will play a little bit more loose and free knowing that, hey, we got the first one. It is what it is. And don't let Drew Holiday feel his hamstring now because he's pressing, or Jaylen Brown feel a knee, or Tatum's wrist, or Porzingis has an extended illness and can't go tomorrow. Like, that is how you sneak into a series and actually make it a series when you're the projected underdog. All right, I got to go. I'm going to go home and go to bed. But I'll be back tomorrow. Big Mac will get you guys through the night. Keep it locked right here. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm out of here. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.